and Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky paid tribute on Monday to U.S. nationals who have fought in the 15-month-old war against Russian invaders.
On behalf of all Ukrainians, I would like to honor the courage and self-sacrifice of all Americans who stood in defense and keep defending the freedom.
Zelensky stood outside his office in Kyiv in a video message marking the U.S. Memorial Day holiday. Americans have been among thousands of foreign nationals signing up for tours of duty in Ukraine in various units, with an estimated death toll of about 20. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on what U.S. Senator Graham said, Lindsey Graham, and why the Russians are angry at him.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said on an edited video of a meeting with Ukraine's President Zelensky that the Russians are dying, and described U.S. military assistance to Ukraine as the best money we've ever spent. He appeared to make the remarks in different parts of the conversation, but the video by Ukraine's presidential office put them next to each other, causing outrage in Russia.
That's AP's Rita Foley reporting. The details of the deal between U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are now out. The 99-page bill produced from their agreement on Sunday would avoid a federal default while limiting government spending. The two leaders still have to persuade Congress to pass that bill. Both sides can point to some victories in the package. It includes provisions to fund medical care for veterans, change work requirements for some recipients of government aid, and streamline environmental reviews for energy projects. But some conservatives are concerned that the compromise does not cut future deficits enough, and Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements and programs such as food stamps. This is VOA News. As talks start in Paris this week on a global plastics treaty, a divide is emerging on how to deal with plastic pollution. Details from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
A 55-nation coalition called for a strong treaty that restricted certain hazardous chemicals and banned problematic plastic products that are hard to recycle and often end up in nature. Inger Andersen heads the United Nations Environment Programme, which is hosting the talks.
The truth is that we cannot recycle our way out of this mess. Recycling infrastructure is unable to cope with today's volumes.
Greenpeace unveiled an artwork in Paris in the shape of a machine churning out bottles in front of an oil derrick.
And that is Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. Japan's prime minister says his son is resigning as his executive policy secretary. This is after using the prime minister's residence for a private party. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks with more.
News was exposed in magazine photos that have triggered public outrage. Shotaro Kishida invited a group of people, including relatives, to a year-end party on December 30th at the prime minister's official residence. Photos show them posing on red-carpeted stairs in an imitation of the group of photos taken of newly appointed cabinets, with his son at the centre, the position reserved for the Prime Minister. Other photos showed the guests standing at a podium as if holding a news conference. Kishida acknowledged that he had briefly greeted the guests, but said he didn't stay at the dinner party. His father says he's severely reprimanded his son, but that's failed to quell ongoing criticism from opposition lawmakers and the public pushing down his support ratings. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
China has launched a spacecraft carrying a new three-person crew for its orbiting space station. This comes as it plans to put astronauts on the moon before the end of the decade. The Shenzhou 16 spacecraft lifted off from the launch center on the edge of the Gobi Desert in northwestern China atop a Long March 2F rocket at 9:31 Tuesday morning. Crew, including China's first civilian astronaut, will overlap briefly with three aboard the space station, who will then return to Earth after completing their six-month mission. China said Monday it plans to expand the space station and launch a crewed mission to the moon before the year 2030. New York is sinking under the weight of its skyscrapers, homes, pavement, and humanity itself. New research published this month says the city is sinking at an average rate of about 1.1 to 2 millimeters each year. More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.